Tron moved 2 trillion USDT transfers. During Q1 2026, Tron processed roughly $2 trillion in USDT transfer volume during the first quarter of 2026, according to research from CoinDesk and Messari cited in a post from Bitcoin News on April 24, 2026. That works out to about $22 billion per day in Tether's dollar peg stablecoin, moving across a single chain, a throughput that rivals or exceeds several traditional payment networks. The figure is a reminder that the most active corner of the stablecoin market is still not on Ethereum, Solana, or any of the newer L1s competing for payments share. It is on Tron, and the gap is widening rather than closing. Tron has quietly been USDT's biggest rail for years. Tether first issued USDT on Tron in 2019, and the combination found product market fit almost immediately. Users wanted a cheaper, faster way to move dollars than Ethereum offered at the time, and Tron's low per-transaction cost plus fast finality fit the job. Tether leaned into it, eventually minting more of its circulating supply on Tron than on Ethereum. Today, Tron sits on tens of billions in native USDT supply and handles the bulk of Tether's on-chain transfer activity. Most of that volume is not coming from crypto traders. It is remittances, peer-to-peer payments, and payroll flows in countries where banking is slow, expensive, or inaccessible. A small merchant paying an overseas supplier is a more common use case than any single DeFi application. What $2 trillion actually represents? A quarterly figure on that scale is hard to benchmark against crypto metrics alone. Put it next to traditional payment rails and the picture sharpens. Visa's global payment volume is measured in multiple trillions per quarter, so Tron is not outmoving Visa. But it sits in the same zip code as several mid-tier payment networks, and it does that with a protocol that costs a few cents per transaction and settles in seconds without a central intermediary deciding which transfers clear. Growth is the other point. Tron's USDT transfer volume was measured in hundreds of billions per quarter a few years ago, not trillions. A move from tens of billions annually to trillions quarterly means adoption is compounding faster than most traditional payment networks grow. Why users keep choosing Tron for stablecoins cost is the simple answer. A Tron transfer typically costs under a dollar in network fees, and recent TRX network upgrades have pushed that closer to the floor. A user sending $200 home to family cannot give up 3% to network fees, which rules out most of Ethereum mainnet activity for small payments. Speed matters too. Transfers confirm in minutes or less, and finality is fast enough that recipients can treat incoming USDT as settled money without waiting an hour. The third factor is liquidity, because Tron is where so many peer-to-peer exchanges, Telegram bots, and local cash-to-crypto networks already sit. Converting USDT to local currencies lower friction on Tron than almost anywhere else. What it means for Ethereum, Solana, and the L2 rollups. The payments narrative around Ethereum has been that L2s would bring fees low enough to compete with Tron for retail stablecoin flows. That has partly happened. USDC volume on Base and other rollups is rising, and daily transfer counts on the L2 layer have grown sharply. But Tron's Q1 data suggests the migration is not a zero-sum replacement. Tron is still adding new users, faster than the L2 ecosystem is pulling them off. For a meaningful share of the real-world payments market, Tron is the default chain and everything else is optional. This affects how companies building stablecoin-based card products think about rails. A card program targeting global users cannot ignore Tron's USDT float. Even if the issuer would prefer to route everything through Ethereum or Solana for technical reasons. The policy angle. The other implication is regulatory. When most of the on-chain dollar activity in the world flows across one chain and one issuer, regulators have a single pressure point. That is why U.S. stablecoin legislation and international rules like MiCA spend so much time on issuer obligations and reserves rather than protocol-level concerns. Tether's posture, its backing, and its relationships with governments directly shape what $2 trillion of USDT transfer volume can and cannot do. A concentrated market is easier to police. It is also easier to destabilize if one participant stumbles.